the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, good evening yet again.
Good evening.
And even there, my name is Father Jerry Bonehead. Many of you seen me in action. Just raise your hand. I don't think so. Oh, a couple in the back. So you know the routine. On the steps of the cathedral, my mother pulled me aside. I'm the sixth child of eight. And being the sixth child of eight, she simply said, not Father, your grace, or anything. She said, hey, kid, for God's sake, keep it short and to the point. So those were my ordination instructions. My mother since passed, and so I won't obey her. But I'm a Jesuit. I always make things a bit more difficult. In my teaching and in my preaching, I use the rabbinic method, or the Socratic method. I agree. Which means that if you want this homily to be short and honor my mother's memory, answer the question quickly. Parties to get to. The readings clearly talk about being a prophet. Being a prophet is not easy. Jesus is clearly rejected. Conflict immediately comes as soon as he preaches the word of God. Very important image that we have to keep in mind. But it's a common experience in our ordinary life. Jesus walked amongst us. He pointed to the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea. He looked at the ordinary and said, there is where the sacred, the transcendent is to be found. We see Paul saying the same thing, in loving one another. God is revealed, the face of God is seen and known, touched, made real. So the question is this. Remember, if you want this to be short, just disobey everything Sister Margaret Mary taught you. Speak out, church. What's the experience of conflict like? Sound effects by Jesus. What's the experience of conflict like? I'm sorry. Unpleasant. What else? Whoa, see how they connect you all at once. What was it? Difficult. What else? Stressful. What else? Angry. What else? Uncertain. Unloving. What else? I'm sorry? Lonely. What else? See, I come to the back of the church, and this is where I sat. Long before that day of ordination. What else? What's the experience of conflict like? So it's tiring. Okay, it wears you down. Recently, I've had several sort of homily moments at Home Depot. And I recently had to go out. I live at the University Jesuit Community, and I'm in charge of different things for the community. And this day, I found two really, really big palm trees for 1999. Really good deal. Jesuits like good deals. You have to figure that out. So I had these two really big palm trees, and I was going right to the self-service, you know, the checkout line, and I was going to get out fast, get back. Unbeknownst to me, there was this father and children waiting in a line that I had never even seen because I had all these palm trees blocking my vision. And he took issue with the fact that I went right and I was checking out. So we had a little bit of conflict. Once I got through the palm trees and could see the other in front of me, I started apologizing. And his anger melted. Once I saw the children, my sympathy increased. And I immediately bought them a little candy. It's always better with a little sweetness, right? You all husband and wives know that a little better than himself when it's tough. It's always easier with a little sweetness. Okay? And then we were able to manage the conflict. There is in our history, notice what you all said, that conflict is unpleasant, it's lonely, it's stressful. Look at all of the images you came in. And tonight, I want to give you a different image. Conflict is necessary and holy. And what Jesus encouraged us to do, as Jeremiah encouraged us to do as a prophet, is to say, you and I are called from our mother's womb. Get the image? To be prophet, priest, and king. This is the right of your baptism and my baptism. I don't care who sits there and who has a prettier hat than you and I. Get my point? By right of baptism, we enter the sacredness of the upper room where we were confused as church, where we felt betrayed as church, where we felt absolutely abandoned and unsure of the future as church. And it was a lay woman who held each and every one of those men who had abandoned her and her beloved son. And she held them in the same bloodied mantle in which she held the very body of her precious, beloved Jesus. You and I are called to be prophet, priest, and king. The spectacle of the internal conflict of being Jeremiah, Jesus, and in the spectacle of the crisis we have to endure together. But do not allow the imbalance of a hierarchy gone mad to ever forget your birthright as the baptized. Claim your identity as priest, prophet, and king, taken directly out of baptismal formulary, and speak the prophetic word. Or else, as Albert Einstein would say, there's been an enormous quantum leap technologically in our age, in our time. But unless there's another quantum leap in human relations, unless we learn to live in new ways towards one another, there will be a catastrophe. Let us enter the conflict of our times. Let us enter what Pierre